You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we talk about breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. It's got a lot of interesting things to get to today, and I hope that you'll be with us for the full time. When we are done later this hour, I want to highlight someone who I felt like really got it right last night in a big, big way. But we start with all the headlines that are breaking news this afternoon. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog.
It's come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome. Glad you're here. Kevin McCullough, Big Friday, and we've got a lot to get to in the next hour. That's why I hope that you'll stay with us for the full time. Lots of news, by the way, that's not getting reported because the people in the media are obsessing about one or two things. And that's why I feel like it's important that we acknowledge and that we deal with some of the bigger stories that are being reported out there. And yes, I will touch on the NFL, and yes, I can, you know, we'll get to one of the more interesting stories of the day, even though it's not significantly newsworthy in terms of how many people it affects. I think it makes a statement about the culture of our current situation personally. But I do want to let you know about a couple of big, big headlines. It appears that, you know, with all, and this might lend itself to why what I'm about to tell you here matters. President Trump's brand new approval, rating is up to 45%. And that's in the daily tracker that's tracking it day to day for the last number of since he's been in office. So he's popped up to 45%. That's much higher than where he's been in recent weeks. And so I ask myself the question, why? I think part of it is he has provided tremendous leadership in the wake of four hurricanes. Puerto Rico is the toughest one that we're having trouble getting the relief and the other things for thus far. But he has, I would say, nearly flawlessly provided the relief to the different regions that have been impacted. And he's gone on the ground to see for himself the work being done. That's what a leader does, by the way. They go and they get firsthand reports and they make decisions based on the information that they're given. But he's also now announced the formal initiation of the tax reform package that he wants to see passed, and he's going to be dealing with that over the next few months. But he's also done some other things. According to today's Washington Post, Eugene Volokh, the famed law professor, is citing two nominations to the Fifth Circuit that are just about unbelievable in terms of how good they are. Jim Ho and Justice Don Willett are the two nominations. Mr. Volokh writes that he's known Jim Ho for nearly 20 years, thoughtful, former Supreme Court clerk, Texas Solicitor General, co-chair of the leading law firm Gibson's Gibson Dunn's Appellate and Constitutional Law Practice Group, a really good choice. He says, I don't know the Texas Supreme Court Justice Don Willett well personally, but I've thought his judicial opinions have been interesting and thoughtful, and the times I've met him, I've likewise been much impressed. Both of these judges seem to be strict constructionists, which what that means is that they look at the words and they say that the words on the paper mean something, and they draw their meaning from the words as written. They don't go, to a sentence that says the sky is blue and the grass is green and say that it could mean that the sky is, hazel polka dot and the grass is, a sick color of neon red, which is about as twist-worthy as what some of the activist judges on the bench have been doing. There's a plain meaning to the text. What they do is they just insert whatever they want, and then they say, this is what I drew from that because it had some other larger meaning that I was trying to understand. Sometimes it just means the sky is blue and the grass is green. But sometimes simple understanding of basic words escapes many of our leaders in many sectors of our lives, be it government, home, school, church. And the simpler we are in understanding with clarity what the meaning is, the better we all are. So if he's put two judges up for the Fifth Circuit that are going to be this forthright in terms of their legal explanations and decisions that they make on cases, this is a huge, huge win for the base of the people that voted for Donald Trump. I know there's some concern that a lot of his initial advice or his most conservative advisors are no longer in the White House, but there continues to be a streak of good success on some of the most important issues. And I will tell you the main reason for me that he was such an obvious choice that was different than the other option was the issue of judges. I wanted a judge on the Supreme Court immediately that was going to replace the vacancy of Mr. Scalia. I would like my future Supreme Court justices to mirror those ideas. Many places where they look for future Supreme Court justices is the appellate courts. And he's got a lot of vacancies on appellate courts across the country that he can fill. And the fact that he has taken these two on the Fifth Circuit and done as well with them as he has, I think, is really praiseworthy. So I'm looking forward to see, you know, how he continues to fill out the rest of the judicial roster. But he gets an A++ on not nominations to date so far. Okay, there's a couple of other things that I wanted to make sure that we get to today. On the front page of the Post this afternoon, there is an interesting argument that is being made about whether or not war with North Korea is a real possibility. And there's a new report out that says that it actually is. This was put out by the RUSI report. Royal United Services Institute. But they say a protracted war between the U.S. and North Korea is now a real possibility. This is a British think tank, my bad. Casualties in the conflict would likely reach the hundreds of thousands if no nuclear weapons were used. There could be far-reaching consequences for the global economy involving sustained disruption of vital supply chains and markets. Pyongyang could strike first if it believes the U.S. planning a surprise attack, or Washington could draw first blood if the rogue regime test fires missiles near Guam or California. The report is not saying that war is likely, but that the possibility or probability of war is an uncomfortably real prospect. If this war is launched, it will not be surgical or short. Now, I don't really understand why they're coming to that conclusion when one of the best suggestions I've heard in the last number of weeks is that if an actual missile is fired into actual combat from Pyongyang, that really one of the best responses that we could have is an extremely surgical response, where we take one of our missiles and we shove it back down the missile cavity that it came from. Because, you know, with satellites and all the technology that's there, we can tell you exactly where his missile fired from. And what you do is you not only stop that missile mid-flight, we got to use our latest technology, then you send one of our missiles back to destroy the launching pad that it came from. And every time they fire another missile, you surgically hit only the missile silo that it was fired from. And if you do that, they may fire 3, 4, 5 missiles and try to begin something, but you're literally pounding their missile ability into the ground with every single launch that they put off. Now, there would be some collateral damage, but it wouldn't be near the damage that you would have if you just started bombing their country. And if you were able to, you know, pretty much destroy their missile capacity, what are they going to launch against the rest of the world? They're not going to be able to put their army on ships and take them across the sea and invade California or Hawaii. So really, for them, it is an issue of killing their technology. You kill their ability to make that trouble. That I would argue against the Royal United Service Institute's report that it is not necessarily the idea that this war would be short and unsurgical. I think it could be very surgical, and I think that it actually could be over in a matter of minutes, not even days or weeks. And I think that that's probably what needs to happen. We probably shouldn't do anything unless they fire an actual missile at something of ours. One of our allies, one of our territories, one of our states, one of our ships, one of our aircraft. But if they do that, we go take that place out that it launched from. And you shove a missile right back down the silo it came from, and you blow that thing to smithereens. You're going to have low collateral damage, and a lot of times you're not going to have any civilians or anything anywhere near it. And I think it's it makes it, I don't know, a little more of a chess game, but I think we would win that one pretty quick. All right, Kevin McCullough, I want you to stick around to the end of the broadcast today because a very touching and dangerous moment from last night's football game I need to address. Hi, Kevin McCullough here. In this economy, wouldn't you like to consolidate your home equity with your first mortgage or maybe get rid of credit card debt or do a number of other things to relieve the debt pressure on your family finances? Mike and Brian at Intercontinental Capital Group are ready to help you. Give them a call at 800-300-8919. In addition, with home values rising, Mike and Brian want me to let you know that you can also eliminate your PMI, private mortgage insurance, and they're here to help. 800-300-8919 is the number. Call them today, 800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919. Intercontinental Capital Group, licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS 60134.
This is What's Your Wrinkle with plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry.
Each year, the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery has its version of the Oscars. It releases its statistics for the most popular procedures from the prior year. And this year, with 414,000 procedures, the winner was liposuction. In second place were breast augmentations, followed by tummy tucks, eyelid lifts, and breast lifts. The real winner was not surgery. It was what we call non-invasive procedures. There were 4.6 million Botox injections last year and 2.5 million hyaluronic acid injections, proving that America really does hate wrinkles. Everyone loves to hear what's popular, but I'm always interested in the procedures that are losing popularity. Calf and chest implants in men are a bad idea, and they're fading away with less than 1,000 of each last year. And hair transplants, chin implants, and brow lifts are actually down at least 40% over the last 20 years. This is What's Your Wrinkle with plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Have you had an aging spurt? You know what that is. All of a sudden, you see wrinkles and sagging eyelids and, oh my goodness, jowls. Almost overnight, you look older. I tackle aging spurts with eyelid and facelifts and office procedures like Botox, peels, and Ulthera, and the brand new jowl lifting InstaLift. And I creatively use wrinkle filler to help bring back your natural beauty without distorting your features. Let's sit down and spend an hour together. I'll design a program that can help restore your appearance and one that's within your budget. Your solution might be a simple as having moles removed. My offices are on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan and in Somerset, New Jersey. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. And check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. That's perryplasticsurgery.com. And mention you heard plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry on AM 970, and you'll receive a bottle of my nighttime serum during your consultation.
Small business owners and sales professionals, don't miss the Salem Business Breakfast on October 19th. Public broadcaster Steve Adubato will lead an engaging discussion on business growth through effective marketing, and we've assembled an all-star lineup of industry experts. You'll learn tips on marketing through social media, online advertising, sports, and radio from president and founder of Blue Rock Energy, Phil Van Horn, digital marketing expert Isaac Rudansky, financial expert Gary Goldberg, and political expert and analyst Jeannie Zeno. Our sister station's own Joe Piscopo and the morning team will be broadcasting his morning show, and a delicious gourmet breakfast from DR Catering will be served. So don't forget to bring lots of business cards to enter for several great prizes. And it's all happening on Thursday, October the 19th at Passaic County Community College in Wanacue. You'll come away with information, contacts, motivation to grow your business. Entry is free, but you must register online at am570themission.com. The Salem Business Breakfast is sponsored by Blue Rock Energy.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightliner logo was imprinted on his arm that that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco and Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Do we have the problems of moral and cultural corruption or sickness in our country today? Do you see that? And of course, I'm being somewhat facetious, because if you just looked at your television screen over the weekend, or you heard the president's remarks on Friday, or you saw something that was airing in primetime television in the recent months, there is no doubt that you could easily say we are a people that have great compromise in the moral and cultural integrity of our life as a nation. But what do you do about it? What do you do about something that is oftentimes verging on being a cesspool? And then you wonder why the impacts of that cultural moray is having impact on your children or your household or your community or, you know, your local schools or even your local church. Well, Dr. Michael Brown, author and radio host, has just released a brand new book, Saving a Sick America is the title of it. And the subtitle is A Prescription for Moral and Cultural Transformation. Forward by Dr. James Robison and Michael Brown. Welcome back to the Kevin McCullough Show. Good to have you.
Always great to be with you, Kevin. Thanks so much.
What drove you to address the issue of whether or not we are a culture that is in moral decline?
Well, obviously, we are a culture that's in moral decline, and as someone hosting radio and writing day and night, I'm reporting on the bad news, I'm reporting on what's wrong, all the problems, all the crises. But what happened here that was so unique was I was in prayer last year, and I just heard this quiet voice inside saying, write a book on the fall and rise of America. I thought, no, it's the opposite. It's the rise and fall of America. We had our greatness in the past. We're on steady decline. We'll be on steady decline until Jesus returns. That's how so many of us think. But I felt God saying, write a book on the fall and rise of America. Show how sick we are, how urgent the situation is, that the patient is in critical condition, but with God, based on the prescriptions that he's given us in the Word, we can actually see a moral and cultural reformation. In other words, it's possible, as crazy as it sounds to many of us, especially with our doom and gloom mentality, it's possible that America's best days could still be ahead.
Why do you think that is even something that a society that's as conditioned secularly as ours is would even consider or be concerned about?
Well, first thing, it has to start with the church. It has to start with the people of God. If I walk into a hotel room at night to check in, I flip the light on and it stays dark, I don't get mad at the darkness. I'm not going to curse the darkness. I'm going to find out what the problem is with the light. So we've got to start with us. There's so much compromise in the church. There's so few leaders willing to address key cultural issues from the pulpit, often fearing if they do, they'll lose congregants, they'll lose finances, they'll lose reputation. So many believers are entertained by the things of the world and seduced by the things of the world. So rather than us changing the world around us, the world has changed us. But I'm convinced that God's ways are ways of life, that God's ways are best, and if we'll repent ourselves before God, not try to enforce the Bible on society, but repent ourselves before God and turn back to Him and start living by the life-giving principles of the world, we can actually demonstrate to the world, your ways are failing, your ways are ways of death, we have the ways of life.
If we are talking about transformation, and if the church is the key to that, you've already alluded to this, the pulpits are kind of key to the church and that reformation beginning there. But let's consider a couple of things here. There are about 1,500 pastors a month that are leaving the ministry, and they're either burned out, compromised, walking away, hopeless, they've thrown their hands up, there's nothing I can do about this, or they're slinking back into what you described, which is a compromised position, not speaking as boldly as they once did, etc. How do we begin to address the issue of the shepherds, making sure they're healthy and helping them kind of be the tip of the spear they have to be in this?
Yeah, absolutely, and it's a very fair question. I have a whole chapter in Saving a Sick America called Restoring Thunder to Our Pulpits. And I go back to a quote from Charles Finney in the late 1800s, where he says that if the society is corrupt and compromised, then we have to point to the pulpit. Now, certainly, the church had more influence then than now. But let's remember, the progressives, the so-called progressives, the liberals, they're pointing to the Bible. They're saying, no, we have the right interpretation of the Bible. In other words, the Bible still matters to many Americans. There have been polls done where, generally speaking, Americans say that if politicians would read the Bible and live by it, America would be in better shape. And still, 75% of the population claims to be Christian. So there's still a respect for Scripture and the expectation that the church should be different. That's why we get attacked a lot, because we're called hypocrites. People think that we should be different. So what congregants can do, believers can do, is say to their pastors, we're with you. We're doing this together. We are facing these issues day and night. Our kids come home from kindergarten now, and they're being talked to about transgender issues. Our 11-year-old just came out as gay. We need some guidance here. My husband's addicted to pornography. Our 18-year-old's considering abortion. Pastor, we need you to talk about these things. We want you to. We're encouraging you to. And then let them know it's not a one-man show. It's not that you're the performer. We are in this together as the body. And then as a leader, I say to other leaders, and I thought it was one of the strongest chapters in the book, the Restoring Thunder chapter, I need to say to other leaders, we need to die to the fear of man. We need to die to the praise of man. We need to live to do the will of God. We need to come to grips with the fact that somebody unliking us on Facebook is not persecution, that somebody leaving our church with their money is not persecution. Our brothers and sisters around the world are literally having their heads chopped off, and they're not denying Jesus, and yet we're backing away because we don't want to offend some rich board member, or we're backing away because we don't want to get blasted on social media. We need to die to that, and we need to rise with such a love for our society, such a love for the body, such a love for God, that rather than thinking to ourselves, how is this going to affect me, we say, I can do nothing else but speak and act. And we put together hearts of compassion with backbones of steel. That's how
All
we
right.
shake the generation.
Dr. Brown, hold on. Michael Brown is my guest, Saving a Sick America, the book. It debuts this week. You can get a copy now online. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It is Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
Suffering from back pain? The Brooklyn Spine Center is here to help. Listen to Dr. Robert Zaloom, cardiologist, Lutheran Medical Center.
My story actually goes back 20 years. I remember one incident lifting a box of heavy books and something snapped in my back. I was in so much pain and almost desperate. I said, I got to try something. So I came here. They took me right away. And the first day I had a treatment, and I couldn't believe in just one session, I already had 50% relief of my pain. In 2-3 3 weeks, I was pain-free. It was, for me, a miracle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Keller, director of the Brooklyn Spine Center. Through non-surgical spinal decompression, we have been able to give our patients their lives back and offer them an alternative to painful injections or risky surgery. Please call us. If we can help you, we will tell you. And if we can't help you, we will tell you that too.
Say hello to the Brooklyn Spine Center and goodbye to pain. Call 718-475-9438 or brooklynspinecenter.com. That's brooklynspinecenter.com.
Are you looking for a Christian academic community? Do you want to connect your career and your calling? Alumni of Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary serve in public schools, emergency rooms, and Fortune 500 companies. They're leaders, accountants, and community builders. They're teachers, nurses, ministers, and counselors. Nyack's classes are small, and our students and faculty develop strong relationships with each other. And Nyack places special emphasis on the integration of faith, learning, and spiritual transformation. We fulfill our calling by helping you fulfill yours. Weekend, evening, and online courses are available. And special programs are available for working adults. Let NIAC serve you so that you can become the person God intends you to become. There's still openings for the fall semester. To learn if one of NIAC's undergraduate, graduate, or seminary programs is right for you, attend the open house at the New York City campus in NIAC on Wednesday, October 4th at 6 p.m. To register, go to niac.edu/RSVP or call 877-626-2236. That's niac.edu/RSVP or call 877-626-2236.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I used to take 7 vitamin supplements, and I still felt sluggish at times. But with Balance of Nature, I don't feel sluggish at all. Don't do what I did. I took 7 different supplements, vitamin supplements, and they really didn't help in the long run. I still felt sluggish. But with Balance of Nature, I have the extra boost of energy, and I thank you. Thank you all again. I really, really mean it.
What are you waiting for? Good health is just a phone call away. Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code THEMISSION.
From orphan to millionaire.
I was abandoned.
He opened his heart to God.
A child without parent.
And opened his home to thousands of children in need. Discover the miraculous true story of how one man answered God's call and changed the world. Mully.
I see impossible becoming possible.
For 3 nights only in select cinemas nationwide, October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Buy tickets now at mullymovie.com.
Sebau Meat Products brings you the luscious flavors of Cappuccino Salami Especial and Jamonetta Cappuccino, and a chance to win these in a basket full of other amazing products, along with 4 tickets and a parking pass to the Army vs. Duke game on November 11th. Now, how can you win this grand prize giveaway from Sebau Meat? Enter by listening to Coffee with Kevin from 5 to 10 Monday through Friday on WMCA for your chance to call in to win, or you can head to the website am570themission.com and enter. Sebau Meat Products, if you don't see their logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
If you did a normal cost-benefit analysis and you looked at where we were as a society between 1960 and 2000, and you saw that the divorce rate doubled, that the teen suicide rate had tripled in that amount of time, you'd quadrupled the rate of violent crime. You've got 6 times the amount of babies born to unmarried parents in that same period of time. You've got a rate of depression that is more than 10 times what it was pre-World War II levels, according to some researchers. You would look at a society and say there is absolutely no question that that is a society in decline. But my guest, Dr. Michael Brown, says it doesn't have to be. And he's laid out the prescription for how to do something about that in Saving a Sick America, a prescription for moral and cultural transformation, available now, brand new, hot off the press, so hot you can barely hold on to it. So get a copy, and Dr. Michael Brown continues with us. Let's talk about this, Michael, from a real practical standpoint. We have, just this last week, people that were offended by the president saying, as an employer, I would fire people that I didn't feel like were doing their job. And he related it to the NFL, but that was the context in which he framed the issue. And that was seen as evil by those that opposed it. And they ascribe these terms, these moral terms, evil, hateful, sinful, etc. They do the same thing with a lot of other things. If you're, for instance, a churchgoer, but you don't hold to the kind of secular scientific view of global warming, at least as it's been presented in certain circles, they've excluded a lot of people that have offered countering evidence. But if you say, I'm not in favor of that, then people look at you and say, what kind of moral reprobate are you? But if you say things like, well, you know, the scripture is pretty clear about sexual behavior, for example. So we should be discouraging people from engaging in, let's say, extramarital relationships. And we should be discouraging our young people from transitioning their gender at a very, very early age, especially when the science says it's dangerous to them. When you say things like, I don't believe it's healthy for you to engage in that homosexual behavior, all of a sudden, none of those things are counted as sin, immorality, anything in the minds of the culture now. It has much more to do with a lot of these other things that the Bible doesn't really speak to or doesn't really hold nearly as important, I would say, in some regards. So in a society that's upside down, you know, not recycling is worse than being addicted to porn. You've got this kind of backward scenario. What can believers, what can followers of Jesus do in a society that is that out of touch with what actual morality looks like?
Yeah, and it's very frustrating because often it's almost impossible to have practical dialogue and discussion because of the fact that everything is just soundbited. People just repeat slogans that they hear the moment you
present. We've Twitterized the debate.
Yeah, the moment you present a certain position, you're instantly demonized. So what I think we have to do first as God's people is transcend the battles. I wrote immediately this week about the NFL and the president to say, you know, there are people who are standing for patriotism and there are people who are kneeling for justice. But if you talk it through, what they both want is America to be great. In other words, if we can step back as God's people, and that's what I try to do in Saving a Sick America, to say, okay, there's wisdom in God's word. And if we can approach this differently, say the abortion debate, if we can help people understand that human beings are created in the image of God, now what does that mean? How does that open up? How does that bring dignity to every human being, to the elderly, to the baby in the womb? To try to break down the different areas and to say it's not about being bigoted or small-minded or mean-spirited. It's a matter of that God's ways are ways of life. Hey, can we show you how living like this produces life, how living like this long-term bears fruit? Can we show you where this goes in the opposite direction? Because I think many Americans want to be fair-minded, and that's why many got on the bandwagon with redefining marriage and things like that. They have gay friends, family members, and hey, why shouldn't they be able to marry, and it's fine, and we say, but it's not what marriage means, and that just seemed mean to them and kind of legalistic. But a lot of them are now pushing back against the transgender activism. A lot of them are saying, well, we didn't really sign up for this. We didn't sign up for a 15-year-old daughter to be sharing a shower stall with a 15-year-old boy who plays on her sports team. That's not what we meant. In other words, that the wrong side, if you call it the radical left or whatever the activism is, the unbiblical side, it always goes too far. It always overplays its hand. The same with the whole free speech. The free speech movement at Berkeley ends up devouring itself.
Dr. Brown, hold that thought. Much more to get to. Dr. Michael Brown and the book, Saving a Sick America. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you just sick and tired of carrying around weight that you don't want to have? I know that feeling, friend. I know how uncomfortable it is to look in the mirror and see things that you don't want to see. But the good news is I've got a way to guarantee you the results that you're looking for. 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days, guaranteed. That's what my friend, Dr. Carrie Skorsky of the Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare Center, will promise you if you call today. 844-THE-DIET. Think about it. Those pounds guaranteed to be gone. It's 100% customized to just you. There is no hunger, no cravings, no drugs, no prepackaged foods. It's doctor supervised. You eat real food the entire time. 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. Call right now. Get your guarantee on to get your weight off. 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. Or go to anewyouin40days.com. That's anewyouin40days.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Ever had a question about elder or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? Well, every Thursday on the Kevin McCullough Radio, you're going to hear Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answer a listener's actual real-life question. If you've got a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to mikeconnors@gmail.com or call the Legal Question of the Week phone line at 347-735-MIKE. That's 347-735-6453. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday morning starting at 8.
Are you planning a wedding or in charge of planning your company's or church's next event? Finding the right caterer can be so stressful. Look no further than NB Catering, a full-service, family-owned catering company offering gourmet appetizers, delicious entrees, and decadent desserts. To find out how NB Catering can make your next event a great experience for you and your guests, contact Sean at 347-759-2051. That's 347-759-2051 or online at nbcatering45.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Hey, married couples and those about to be married, pay very close attention because this message is especially for you. Many couples believe they can't afford a custom-designed engagement ring and they end up settling for an inferior ring. Others have been married for years and are now ready for the ring of their dreams. No matter what your budget, I want you to know that you can get a beautiful custom-designed engagement ring and or wedding bands if you call my favorite jeweler, Anu at Lord's Diamonds. Anu, and I know personally, takes incredible pride in helping clients custom design the ring of their dreams and all within the budget stated. Honesty, integrity, and Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds has always been about, and I wouldn't go to anyone else, nor should you. The follow-up and the caring are unmatched anywhere. So set up an appointment today. Call my friend Anu at 212-789-8500. That's Lord's Diamonds, 212-789-8500. 212-789-8500. Or go online at lordsdiamonds.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills, so I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They were able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off $15,000 in 18 months. It's a godsend.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. America has a does it have a moral and cultural consciousness? Does it have a conscience? Some would say, argue. I would say, if you just read the newspaper on a daily basis, you can come to a pretty easy judgment that we are at the very best, we are morally flawed, culturally compromised. But some would say that we're so sick that we're past a point of no return. And Dr. Michael Brown is trying to encourage people who follow Jesus Christ to think differently about that and to take action in a different direction. Saving a Sick America, Prescription for Moral and Cultural Transformation, as Dr. Michael Brown continues with us. And you can, of course, get the book on Amazon and all the normal places you get your reading. But you can also get them at AskDrBrown.org and just click on the book when you go. All right, Michael, it's a very interesting development that we're in because we have these realities that we're forced to deal with. And we've really, I would say, not since 1960, but maybe in just the last 20 years or so, maybe since the mid-1980s, we have seen a culture of entitlement and the desire to be victimized or to claim victimization take a whole new, priority in American life. And it's almost as if you're not victimized and you're not a part of a victim group, you there's something wrong with you. You're supposed to have a grievance. A lot of people call it the grievance culture. But this has really bred within us a very problematic ability to respond to issues that I would say not only is runs counterintuitive to the Christian faith, but also runs completely opposite of what America really has always been about. How do you address the issue of, people not giving me my due in Saving a Sick America?
Yeah, I actually have two chapters. Chapter 12, Putting an End to the Blame Game and Saying Goodbye to the Entitlement Mentality. And then Chapter 13, The Universe Does Not Revolve Around Me, where I felt those were some of the biggest problems to address in America. And then the last chapter, The Church's Great Opportunity, I go through American history, and I show how 1700s, 1800s, church leaders said it's all over, it's too late, the church is too far gone, America's too far gone. To say we've had awakenings before, show me the chapter and verse that says we can't have another awakening. But these problems that you hit on are major, major problems. And again, they are self-defeating, they are self-destructive, and they're totally contrary to the biblical ethic. I mean, the biblical ethic, if you're able to work and you don't work, you shouldn't eat. The entitlement mentality is the world owes me a free lunch. And it's gotten so deep into our system that it's taken us away from personal responsibility. So I lay out, here's the Jesus way. If you're faithful in little, you'll be faithful in much. If you're faithful with that which belongs to someone else, you'll be entrusted with that which belongs to you. In other words, practical principles. We get to the heart and mind of why people think like this. In fact, when I wrote the chapter, The Universe Does Not Revolve Around Me, I was on my knees praying. I said, well, God, what's the answer? Do I just tell someone you're being selfish? Do I just tell someone that's wrong? I mean, how does that help them? And I began to think that the biblical way is completely counterintuitive, that Jesus says if you save your life, you lose it. Jesus says if you want to keep something, give it away. And there's the challenge for people to step out of themselves and do the opposite of what they've been programmed to do. And again, the whole goal of the book is to get people to live differently. And as they do, it's like, oh, this makes sense. This works. This is the way God made us. So to expose the sickness of the society, to say, here's God's prescription, and if we live by this, we thrive.
We're speaking with Dr. Michael Brown, and the book is Saving a Sick America, A Prescription for Moral and Cultural Transformation. Dr. Brown, bottom line, you say it is possible. I'm going to ask you the toughest question that I think that you'll probably have a hard time. You may not have a hard time answering it. Maybe you have a very easy time answering it. But do you think it is probable that America will have another revival and come to another level of greatness before things get worse and time comes of age?
I believe it is probable that we will have another great awakening that will shake our nation. It may come in the midst of a collapse of our society. It may come before a collapse of our society. But I believe before we get to the end of this age, before Jesus returns, whenever that is, yes, I believe we'll have at least one more great awakening. How far it will go, how far the effects will be seen, I don't know. But I've had that expectation that there will be a gospel-based moral and cultural revolution burning in me for, the last 20 years. And I see a rising tide of more and more believers getting desperate and crying out for awakening. I believe God put that in our hearts, just like he put it in my heart to write this book filled with hope. And as I've been speaking on it, people are online to tell me, thank you for giving me hope. I believe God's stirring our hearts. Can't guarantee what's to come, but yes, I believe there's going to be another great awakening. Just like I got saved as a heroin shooting, LSD using, hippie drug user in 71 in the midst of the Jesus People movement.
Right.
5 years after Time magazine said, is God dead? They're writing about the Jesus revolution. I believe we can see something like that again.
Well, it's an interesting reality for you because, Dr. Brown, I personally attest to the fact, because I know you off air, that you're one of the most positive, hopeful people I've ever met. And I'm one of those people that, you know, because I'm so heavy on the side of I guess, truth and reality and always wanting clarity, that sometimes I need people like you around me to go, hey, no, the news isn't all bad. There's some reasons to have some hope here. Because I do. I look at the newspaper every day, and I try to read that with one hand and read God's word in the other and try to help one make sense of the other so that we're making sure that, we're playing that proper role. But I think your message is greatly needed because I think sometimes it feels overwhelming to those that want to see America taken to a different level. But even, you know, we've got a good example. Politics doesn't save everything, although there's much to be hopeful about, even in the reforms that the American people decided to make last November. But get the book, Saving a Sick America. Dr. Michael Brown, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, my joy. Thank you, Kevin.
All right. AskDrBrown.org is the website. Lots more of free resources and great radio broadcasts and TV podcasts and so forth there. You can check them out. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
Buttafuoco and Associates has successfully won nearly $500 million in verdicts and settlements. Dan talks about representing Scott.
Scott's case was one of the most important cases my office ever handled. First of all, Scott was a true public servant. He was actually working as a state police officer when he was injured. He was riding an ATV on the dunes when it hit a defect that shouldn't have been there from an old snow fence. His ATV flipped over, he broke his neck, and he became a quadriplegic. The state offered $0 to settle this case, so it was all or nothing. We had to win this case, which we did in state court. The case settled for close to $15 million. The actual payout is closer to about $40 million, so Scott is set for the rest of his life with his family. The case was so important it made the front page of the Law Journal.
For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT, 1-800-669-4878, helping accident victims rebuild their lives. Buttafuoco & Associates, 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Sebau Meat Products brings you the luscious flavors of Cappuccino Salami Especial and Jamonetta Cappuccino, and a chance to win these in a basket full of other amazing products, along with four tickets and a parking pass to the Army versus Duke game on November 11th. Now, how can you win this grand prize giveaway from Sebau Meat? Enter by listening to Coffee with Kevin from 5 to 10 Monday through Friday on WMCA for your chance to call in to win, or you can head to the website am570themission.com and enter. Sebau Meat Products, if you don't see their logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart.
Are you looking to get out of your timeshare with a 100% guarantee? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. We have helped thousands of timeshare owners just like you get out of their timeshare legally and ethically. With annual maintenance fees just around the corner, now is the time to act. If you are serious about getting rid of those high fees and annual bills for vacations you never take, call us now, 855-551-7066, or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
From Pure Flix Entertainment.
Eric has suffered a traumatic brain injury.
Three families brought together by a crisis of faith.
I'm remanding you to the juvenile detention center.
Now their faith is all they have left.
Only thing me and Teresa have been doing is trusting in the Lord. And look where it's gotten us.
Divided by loss, united by faith.
All of the answers can be found right there.
A Question of Faith, rated PG, in theaters now. For tickets and more information, visit aquestionoffaith.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Little screen to Adams. Ooh, he got popped in the face.
Oh my.
Mountgarden comes out and they're asking for help right away.
Jim, oh no.
And a flag.
That looked bad.
That was the hit on Davante Adams in last night's NFL game between the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears on CBS football coverage. And, you know, here we are another weekend, and the questions all surrounding, what's going to be done? What's, you know, how are the protests going to go down, et cetera? Well, you know, last night was interesting because Aaron Rodgers, former league MVP and the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, had said, well, we want to do something different. And I got to give it to both teams. Both the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers stood for the national anthem. Not a single player on either team took a knee, and I was happy about that. Now, what's going to happen this weekend? Who knows? Are we going to have, you know, at the Bucks-Giants game, and the Giants, you know, goodness, can they win one? This could be as good a chance as they're going to get. The Jets are playing the Jaguars, who are just red hot. They are not the Jacksonville team of old, that's for sure. They're 2-1, and they've had some big wins over some unexpected teams. But you know, Jets won their first game last week, so there could be some surprises in the bag. I think the Redskins, they're playing Kansas City. I think Kansas City's going to pummel them, but. But my point about Davante Adams goes to a deeper level, because while that injury, that hit, and he was literally carried off the field by stretcher because a Chicago Bear player came in and hit him head-to-head full speed, and he was penalized, and he may be suspended and some other things. But there was another part of the Davante Adams story last night that I wanted people to know about, and it was this, that on CBS last night, when they did the national anthem, and I pulled off the screenshot of this and I put it on the social media today, in the midst of all the Packers players just arm in arm, which I'm okay with. I'm okay with the arm in arm. As long as you're not taking a knee and disrespecting the flag during the anthem, if you don't want to put your hand over your heart or salute or whatever like that, I'm not going to hold that against you. But if you're standing at attention and paying respect, I give you credit. But if you look at the center of the picture that I posted, and you go all the way to the center of the screen, it's number 17. It's Mr. Davante Adams. And later in the game, he would have that double hit on his head and be carried off in a stretcher. But in this picture, during the national anthem, this African-American player not only is not kneeling, he has his hand proudly over his heart. Good on you, Davante. Good on you. And we're glad to see on your Twitter feed this afternoon that you're out of the hospital, back home, and saying prayers. Thanks for all the prayers. Thank you. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.